Now, the Orioles play Sunday afternoon baseball here in Sarasota as the days dwindle down toward the start of another campaign, 2014. We have a gentleman with us who really made a great impression last year in that third base coach's box, a guy who has toiled in the minor leagues over the course of his career, helping infielders, and over the winter months was announced as one of the top five infield coaches in all of baseball. I speak of Bobby Dickerson, Oriole third base coach. And Bobby, this spring training has gone typically for the Orioles very good defensively. How do you rate it?
Well, you know, I'd like to see Manny out there. You know, obviously we're missing him a little bit, but all the guys have stepped up. All his replacements have done a nice job and given us a few options. You know, Chris Davis has done a nice job at first, and Flaherty, as usual, moving around the infield, doing a great job. So you don't have to say much about J.J. Hart. He's just Mr. Consistent. And but overall, I feel real good about where we are right now defensively, and we're getting ready to put in some of our defenses and get ready for Boston.
Manny Machado, of course, he's been a focal point this spring training. Will he be able to be on the go for opening day? Will he not? How do you feel about Manny as he sits right now?
Well, you know, we're planning to do both. I mean, we're planning, if we have him, it'd be great. If not, as we keep saying, he's worth waiting on. So we have things in place that we're going to cover him while he's away, and we have able people that can get the job done.
As an infield coach, and you see guys in that infield win gold gloves and get close to winning gold gloves, how does that make you feel when you read those stories and hear about those plaudits in the offseason?
It's just a reward at the end of all the process. You know, it's a daily grind. The guys have routines. They follow their routines. And it's nice to see that you get rewarded for staying the course. You know, there's some rough days in the summer and heat and travel, and the guys come out, J.J. Hardy, Manny, Chris Davis, and Brian Roberts and Flaherty, both, you know, you do your job every day. They take their ground balls the right way. It's really awesome to see that the industry rewards them for that.
Now, the other job you have is a very important job, third base coach. You get patted on the back when a guy comes in to score, and if he's thrown out at the plate, they say, what the heck is he doing down there? That's not one of the easier jobs in all of baseball.
Yeah, you know, it's not real easy, kind of, you know, because you have to try to manage the game also at third base. You know, there's times, situations with no outs, so you don't want to take as much chance as you do with two outs. And there'll be people that'll, and including hitters, you know, hitters will get a single with a runner on second base and they want their RBIs, and it's tough. It makes it real tough to do it correct all the time. You know, you want to get the runs in and ultimately win ball games. That's the goal, to win ball games, to get more runs than your opponent, and try not to make too many mistakes. You know, mistakes are sometimes just aggressive ones where you feel like we might not get very many chances against a certain pitcher on the mound, and maybe more aggressive, and vice versa. If I feel we got big boys coming up, I may be a little less aggressive.
Now, during the course of spring training, you have some guys that you might not be familiar with their speed and their ability to get in from second base. I guess that's a learning experience for you as well.
Yeah, and you know, we don't know the outfield arms. A lot of the guys for our opponents are out there that we don't have very much background on, and it's tough to really get the timing, because you know Matt Wieters at second is not like Adam Jones at second. It's just totally different scenario, and a plus arm left fielder is a lot different than a guy that doesn't throw well. So all those things, usually when we go into play a team like we're going to be starting up with Boston, we'll have information. Now I'll know my guys better, and I'll know the arms in the outfield better.
Always optimism breaking camp as you head north. And, of course, you mentioned the Red Sox, the defending world champions, first up for the Orioles at Oriole Park. How do you feel about this ball club?
You know, we look good on paper. But you know what? So does everybody else. Everybody else feels they have a great team on paper, too. We got to go out and play the games, you know, and the old cliches, play them one day at a time and all those cliches. But it is the truth. The game that we open up with in Boston is no more or less important than the last day of the season. You know, that game, opening day, could be the difference between us making the playoffs or not. And that's how we take it. We take it very serious, and it's the team that grinds through the long summer and stays the course are the teams that usually end up rolling the dice at the end of the year.